Ευλογήν Ζαχαρίας δι προφητής, ερε βεθεσμός ο αψιόβιν ημών αμήν ευγοεμός. Εν χρίδες εν δι ευώτε μαϊσμήν εν τέτοιρον δι, εμάς νότι ειδάριος. Ουαού εν τετριάς εσ ο αμπενότι, Shining him shining to me and it you are me.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The first prophecy, the first hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Blessings, blessed be the Solomon. Reading from Zechariah, the prophet, blessed be the Solomon.
من ذكرين نبي بركات المقدسة تكون معنا آمين. وفي الشهر الثامن من السنة الثانية لداريوس كانت كلمة الرب إلى زكريا بن برشيا بن عدو النبي قائلا قد غضب الرب على أباكم قائلا كلهم هكذا ما يقوله الرب الضابط الكل ارجعوا إلي وأنا أيضا أرجع إليكم قال الرب الضابط الكل ولا تكونوا كأباكم الذين خاطبهم الأنبياء الأولون قائلين هذا ما يقوله الرب الضابط الكل ارجعوا عن طرقكم الردية وعن أعمالكم الشريرة فلم يصغوا قال الرب الضابط الكل فأين هم أباءكم والأنبياء فهل يحيون إلى الأبد لكن نواميسي وأقوالي اقبلوها تلك التي أمرت بها روح عبيدي الأنبياء الذين أدركوا أباءكم وخاطبوهم قائلين كما أمر الرب الضابط الكل أن يصنع بكم حسب طرقكم وكأعمالكم هكذا صنع بكم مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد آبدين كل أمين.
أنا من فيوت ما بشيرين بابن مات وابنوت سنو تمين زوك ثابت ريكا يوكا جي ابن مات كاين كاين كيسو سينو سنامين the exologies of the first hour of the eve of the Tuesday of Holy Blessedness, blessed be the Solomon, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not to temptation but deliver us from evil one in Christ Jesus our Lord for thine is the kingdom power and the glory forever and ever.
Kielai son thok that he go nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amaisha min emmanuel pennoti penoro thok that he go nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amaisha inea min bashoisi Sos veris sos hoc et ego nimbi onem bismonem bi amai shaine mi
Kyrie eleison sos et ego nimbi onem bismonem bi amai shaine mi Emmanuel benuti benoros hoc et ego nimbi onem bismonem bi amai shaine mi bashoisi sos veris sos hoc et ego Nimbi o onem bismonem bi amahi shaini ami.
Kyrie eleison thok tet igom nimbi onem bismonem bi amahi shaini ami. Emmanuel benoti benoro thok tet igom nimbi onem bismonem bi amahi shaini ami. Bashois Isus bechristo thok tet igom nimbi onem bismonem bi amahi shaini ami.
Kyrie eleison thok tet igom nimbi onem Nem bismonem bi amai shaini amin Emmanuel benuti benoro sok teti gom nem bi o nem bismonem bi amai shaini amin bashoisi sos bechristos sok teti gom nem bi o nem bismonem bi amai shaini amin
yelai son sok teti gom nem bi o nem bismonem bi amai shaini amin Emmanuel benuti benoro Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shaini Tashois Isus bechristos Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shaini amin
Kyrie eleison Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shaini amin Emmanuel benuti benoro Tok teti gom Nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shaini amin bashois Isus bechristos Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shaini amin
Kyrie eleison Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shaini amin Emmanuel benuti benoro Tok teti gom ونم بزمون بأماي شايني من بشوي سيسوس بخرسو توك تتيقوم نم بأونم بزمون بأماي شايني من
كريالا يسوس توك تتيقوم نم بأونم بزمون بأماي شايني من مانويل بنوتي بنورو توك تتيقوم نم بأونم بزمون بأماي شايني من بشوي سيسوس بخرسوس صوب تتيقوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين
ريالاي ثون صوب تتيقوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين امانو يبن نوتي بن اورو صوب تتيقوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين بشوي سيسوس بخرسوس توك تتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو نمبي اماي شايني امين
ريال ايسو انسوك تتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو نمبي اماي شايني امين امانويل بنوتي بنورو توك تتي قوم نمبي او نمبي اسمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين بشوي سيسوس بخرسوس توك تتي قوم نمبي او نمبي اسمو نمبي اماهي شايني آمين
ضايني ذا power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever, Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك هو والمجد والبركة
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, the thine, the King, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
Oh.
بر تو کاتاکسیو سینی مستیس آکلاسیو ساگیو فنگلیو کیریون کی تونتیو نیمون ایکتیف سومین سوفیا ارسی اکو سومین تو آگیو افنگلی ایو
او آنانو سیسے
فلا تزعزع أبدا هللويا اللهم ترافع علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماعك إنجيلك المقدس فصل بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا ماري لوقا البشير بركاته علينا آمين فقال له واحد يا رب قليل هم الذين يخلصون فأما وفقال لهم اجتهدوا أن تدخلوا من الباب الضيق فإني أقول لكم إن كثيرين سيطلبون أن يدخلوا فلا يستطيعون فإذا بلغ أن يقوم رب البيت ليغلق الباب فتبتلوا بأن تقف خارجا وتقرعوا الباب قائلين يا رب يا رب افتح لنا فيوجبكم قائلا إني لست أعرفكم من أين أنتم حينئذ تبتدون أن تقولوا أكلنا قدامك وشربنا وعلمت في شوارعنا فيقول لكم إني لا أعرفكم من أين أنتم اذهبوا عني يا جميع فاعل الإثم هناك يكون البكاء وصرير الأسنان إذا رأيتم إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب وجميع الأنبياء في ملكوت الله وأنتم تطردون خارجات وسيأتون من المشارق ومن المغارب والشمال والجنوب ويتكئون في ملكوت الله فهو ذا آخرون يكونوا أولين وأولون يكونون آخرين
والمجد لله دائما
إن إبران تتريا
إن أموتيا
نبيوت نم بشيرين
من بابن ما إخوة
إرن ماريا
تيشرون بإسم
تاسمي سينا
ام ابنوتي بيلو
the exposition of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Blasphemy is blessed and be with us all. Amen.
On his way to Jerusalem with his disciples, someone asked our Savior, are there few who are saved? Our Savior replied, saying, strive to enter through the narrow gates, lest you should come and knock on the door and say, O Lord, open the door unto us, and he shall answer from inside and say unto you, I do not know you. Where are you from? Depart away, all you wrongful peasants, to the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Many of the Gentiles will come from the east and the west and nestle into the bosom of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But you will be regulated outside, dominated by your profanity. Repent and make amends that your sins may be taken away.
Christ our Savior has come and borne our suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name
For he has done mercy according to his great mercy.
בְּכְרִסְטוֹס בְּנְסוֹתִים
אַפְיָה שֶׁבֶם קָה
יִנָּחֶנֶם קָה
אֶנְתֶּסוֹתִים
אֶנְתֶּוֹנָה
אֶנְתֶּסִיֶם בְּבָרָה
בְּאַפְרֹנָה יִנִּמֶה
Tata bevneştena
Ebulchen malachiyas vivrofitis Erebef ezmoesu abşo bine menamin evgoemmos Epli maem epsaji em epchois Ejen eb Israel khenet jigim befangelos Kas ejen betenhir aymen resino befshois Oa un tetriyas izo ebbenotim Shainenim shainen tenienetiru amin.
بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين. نبوات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين. من ملاخي النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين.
فتح كلام الرب لإسرائيل على يد ملاكه دعوا في قلوبكم إني أحببتكم يقول الرب وقلت بما أحببتنا أليس عيسو أخا ليعقوب يقول الرب وقد أحببت يعقوب أبغضت عيسو وجعلت حدوده للفساد ونصيب ميراثه كفرا وإن قال الأدميون إننا قد انهدمنا فلنرجع ونبني خرابها هذا ما يقول الرب الضابط الكل هم يبنون وأنا أهدم وأدعوها تخم الإثم والشعب الذي قاومه الرب إلى الأبد فتبصر عيونكم وأنتم تقولون لقد تعظم الرب فوق تخوم إسرائيل الإبن يكرم أباه والعبد سيده فإن كنت أنا أبا فأين كرامتي وإن كنت سيدا فأين مهابتي قال الرب الضابط الكل وأنتم أيها الكهنة المحتكرون اسمي وقلتم بما احتكرنا اسمه لأنكم قربتم على مذبحي خبزا نجسا وقلتم بما نجسناه بقولكم أن مائدة الرب حقيرة وحقيرة هي الأطعمة الموضوعة عليها إذ قربتم الأعمى ذبيحة أفليس ذلك شرا وإن قربتم الأعرج أو السقيم أفليس ذلك شرا قربه لرئيسك أفيقبله منك أو يقبل وجهك يقول الرب ضابط الكل مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى أبد الأبدين كلها آمين.
شوي سنين أنا اللي رياح إبراهيم مفيوت مفشير أنا بدنا مع السواب ونوتين وتمين زوس باتري كأيو كأجيب نمات كني كأي كسوسي ونسوني أورن آمين تسبحات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدس بركته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
قدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا لذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إليك ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد يا ليسون صوت تاتيكم نمبيو Im bezmonem bea mai shaine amin emmanu Noti benoro sok teti gom nembio Im bezmonem bea mai shaine Toz veri sok teti gom nembio Im bezmonem bea mai shaine
Kiriye lei son sok teti gom nembio Im bezmonem bea mai shaine amin emmanu Il ben noti benoro Tok teti gom nem bion em bezmon em bia mai shayne amin bachoy Si sos beresos tok teti gom nem bion em bezmon em bia mai shayne amin
Ya lay son tok teti gom nem bion em bezmon em bia mai shayne amin Man will ben noti ben oro tok teti gom nem bion em bezmon em bia mai shayne Nemin bezoy si sos vegristos sok tesigom Nem biyonim bismonim biyamay shay
Forever. لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. أما نؤيد إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات.
أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن عن المسرفين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد آمين.
Hallelujah. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Hebron and Tetreia.
In Omosion.
In Yudnim Efshiri.
In Bibnim Ma'isawa.
Shirine Maria,
Yitrum Bias Nesson,
Yitas Misina,
Yemev Noti Bilo.
صح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة، بركته علينا أمين.
في ذلك اليوم وفاه قوم وأخبروه عن هيرودس الملك قائلين، يا معلم اخرج منها هنا فإن هيرودس المارق يريد قتلك. فأجاب وقال للذي قال له امضي، للذي قال له امضي وقل لهذا الثعلب الشرير إني أكمل شفاء كثيرين اليوم وغدا وفي اليوم الآتي، فقد كتب أنه لا يهلك نبي خارج عن أورشليم. يا أورشليم يا أورشليم يا قاتلة الأنبياء وراجمة المرسلين، كم من مرة أردت أن أجمع بنيك فلم تريدي، هوذا أترك لكم بيتكم خرابا إلى كل الأجيال. أقول لكم أيها الذين تسمعونني أنكم لا ترونني منذ هذا اليوم حتى تقولوا كلكم من فم واحد مبارك الآتي باسم الرب. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا،
فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمة
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أبي أفشد بمكا
هنا خني بمكا
أنت بصوتي
مار انت اونا
تلت في سيئم بفران
بيعفرون عيني ما
قطع بفنش سنة
ابن خين ويسيا بيبرو فتي سارب في اسمه الثواب شو بين منامين القوة مو
passes the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday, holy blessing, may his blessing be with us all, amen. A reading from Hosea the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen.
But you, O Israel, do not be not arrogant, and do not go, men of Judea, to Gilgal, and do not go up to Beth Aven, nor swear by the living Lord. For Israel was maddened like a mad heifer. Now the Lord will feed them like a lamb in a wide place. Ephraim, joined with idols, has laid stumbling blocks in his own way. He has chosen the Canaanites. They have grievously gone a-whoring. They have loved dishonored through her rudeness. Hear a blast of wind in her rings, and they so be ashamed because of their altars. Hear these things, O priest, and attend, O house of Israel. Listen, O house of the king, for judgment is with you, because you have been a snare in Mizpah, and a net spread on Tabor, which they that hunt the prey have fixed. But I will be your instructor. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not far from me. For now Ephraim has gone grievously, a-whoring. Israel is defiled. Their deliberators did not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of fornication is in them, and they have not gotten to know the Lord. The ignorance of Israel shall be brought low before his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall become weak due to their wrongdoings, and Judea also shall become weak with them. They shall go with sheep and calves diligently to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him, for he has withdrawn himself from them. For they have forsaken the Lord because strange children have been born to them. Now the rush shall devour them along with their heritage. Glory be to the Lord, and to our God forever, and to the ease of all ages.
Zog sebe tri keo kage umne mati kanin kain keso sone sone amin. The doxology of the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Bethlehem. Blessings be with us all the men, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for us.
Inamin batsoy si sos beresfor fok te tigon nimbion nimbismon nimbiam shaynin.
Kyrie eleison sok te tigon nimbion nimbismon nimbiam shaynin. Menu il penuti peloruto te tigon nimbion nimbismon nimbiam Shaynia min bashoi si sos pe Christus Zog te tigom nem pio nem bismo nem pi ama Shaynia min
Kriya leison zog te tigom nem pio nem bismo nem pi ama Shaynia min Nuhil benuti benuron zog te tigom nem pio nem bismo nem pi ama Shaini amin bat shoisi sas berifo Tung te tigum nimbion imbismo nimbiamai Shaini amin
Kyrie eleison tok te tigum nimbio nimbismo
قوة والمجد
الهدي والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين.
Allah be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us all trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Salmos to David.
Ah.
of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and stayed on the mount called Olivet. Then early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Evran and Tetrias.
In Omoseios.
In Yodem Ebshirim.
In Nebmaesos.
Exposition of the sixth hour, the eve of Tuesday, of Holy Blessing, his blessings be with us all. Amen.
كمثل طبيب مداوي كان المسيح لهنا يداوي مجانا قائلا ان زياده الاكل تثقل القلوب وتقطع القوه من الجسد والاهتمام ايضا الدنياوي يجلب على الانسان شرورا كثيره ويحيد بالانسان عن مخافه الله فيختنقه الشرير ويبعده عن طريق الخلاص ومعرفه خلاص نفسه ويوقعه في سلطان الموت مثل الفخ الذي يخطف الفريسه اظهروا أنتم أيضا واصنعوا ثمرة طليق بالبر والتوبة لكي تكونوا واقفين أمام الديان يسوع المخلص. وكان يعلم الجموع في الهيكل وفي الليل كان يستريح وكانت راحته في جبل الزيتون وفي النهار كان يأتي إلى أورشليم وكان جميع الشعب يبكرون إليه ليسمعوا تعليم المفحمة صلاحا والذين سمعوا كانوا يسبقون إلى ينبوع ويشربون منه الماء الحلو كما قال الكتاب الشهير بمجيئه أنه الطعام لغير الفاسد المغذي لكل الذين يؤمنون به. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتعلم عنا لكي بألامه يخلصنا فنمجده
ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته
بخريستوس بن صوتي
وفي الشيب امقى
إله نيف امقى
انت صوتي امو
نار انت اونا
تنتشي سيم
بفرون عيني ما
قطع بفنشتنا
ابو الخين اوسي ابي بروفيتي سرب فزمو الصواب شو بيني من امين ابقو اموس سيتي نيوتين ان امي شول انو طاين تبقون واو انت ترياس السوى بنوتي شاينين مشاينين تنيئني تيرو امين
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس لله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركته علينا امين. من هوشع النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
A reading from Hosea the prophet. Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, gather in the fruit of life. Light for yourselves, the light of knowledge. Seek the Lord till the fruits of righteousness come upon you. Why have you passed over ungodliness and silence and reaped the wrongdoings? You have eaten the fruit of deception, for you have hoped in your chariots and the abundance of your power. Therefore destruction shall rise up among your people, and all your walled places shall be gone. As Beth Arbel in the time of Prince Shalman, in the day of battle, they dashed the mother to the ground upon the children. Thus will I do to you, O house of Israel, because of your evil deeds. Early in the morning were they cast off. The king of Israel has been cast off. For Israel is a child, and I love him. And out of Egypt I have called his children and my son. As I called them, so they departed from my presence. They sacrifice to the bowls and burned incense to graven images. Glory to the to the Holy Trinity of God forever and to these glorious Amen.
كويس ان انا ليلو يا اخي نفراني مفيوت نمشير ان بدنا ما يسواب ونوتي ان اوتا من زو سابت ريكا ايوكا جبن مات كاني كايكا ستوسي ونستوني ان امين تسبحات الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركته علينا امين اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا ابانا الذي في السماوات
قدس اسمك لا يتم ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض خبزنا اللازم الغداء اعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن ايضا للمذنبين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح صار ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبدامي يا ليسون صوت تتيجو نمبيو نمبزمو نمبياما شاهيني أمين مانويل بنوت فنورو صوت تتيجو نمبيو نمبزمو نمبياما شاهيني أمين بشويسي صوت برستو صوت تتيجو نمبيو نمبزمو نمبياما My shine, amin.
Kriya lai son tok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyama Shine, amin. Manu il binuti binuru Tok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyama Shine, amin. Vashu isi sot de Christos Tok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyama Shine, Amin.
Kriyalai son sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyama Shine, Amin. Emmanuel binuti binuru Sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyama Shine, Amin. Beshoisi sos beristo Sok teti gom nimbio Bismon embiyamay shayne mi
Kriye leyson sok teti gom nimbiyon Bismon embiyamay shayne amin Emmanu il binuti binuru Sok teti gom nimbiyon Bismon embiyamay shayne amin Basho isi sot bekhristot Sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin
Kriye leyson sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin Emmanuel binuti binuru Sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin beshoisi sos beristos sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin
kriye leyson sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin Emmanuel binut benuru sok teti gom Nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin beshoisi sos bekhristos sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin
kriye leyson sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin Emmanuel binuti binuru Sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin beshoisi sos beristos sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin
kriye leyson sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin Emmanuel binut Benoro sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin beshoisi sos bekhristos sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay shayne amin
kriye leyson sok teti gom nimbio nimbismo nimbiyamay Amay shayne amin Emmanuel binuti binuru took the go nimbi onim monem be amai shine amin bashoi Jesus Christus took the go nimbi onim bismonem be amai shine
amin
الذي في السماوات
يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين
صلوا
Oh. يشتت آراء الأمم ويرذل أفكار الشعوب ويرفض مؤامرة الرؤساء. وأما رأي الرب فهو يكون إلى الأبد وأفكار قلبه من جيل إلى جيل. هللويا. اللهم ترأف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير بركاته علينا أمين. وفيما هو يتكلم سأل له فريسي أن يأكل عنده فدخل واتكأ. أما الفريسي فلما رأى أنه لم يغتسل أولا قبل الأكل تعجب. فقال له الرب أنتم الآن معشر الفريسيين تتطهرون خارج الكأس والصحفة وأما داخلهما فمملوء اختطافا وخبثان. أيها الجهال أليس الذي صنع الخارج صنع الداخل أيضا؟ بل أعطوا ما عندكم صدقة فهو ذا كل شيء يتطهر لكم. ولكن ويل لكم أيها الفريسيون لأنكم تعشرون النعناع والسداب وكل بخل وتتجاوزون حكم الله ومحبته. وكان ينبغي أن تفعلوا هذه ولا تتركوا تلك. ويل لكم أيها الفريسيون، لأنكم تحبون أوائل المجالس في المجامع والتحيات في الأسواق. ويل لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون مراءون، لأنكم مثل القبور المختفية والناس يمشون عليها ولا يعلمون. فأجاب واحد من الناموسيين وقال له: أيها المعلم، إنك بقولك هذا تشتمنا نحن أيضا. وأما هو فقال له: وأنتم أيضا أيها الناموسيون، ويل لكم لأنكم تحملون الناس أحمالا ثقيلة وأنتم لا تمسون تلك الأحمال بإحدى أصابعكم. ويل لكم فإنكم تشيدون قبور الأنبياء الذين قتلهم أباؤكم. فأنتم إذن تشهدون وتسرون بأعمال أباؤكم لأنهم هم قتلوهم وأنتم تبنون قبورهم. لذلك أيضا قالت حكمة الله: إني أرسل إليهم أنبياء ورسلا فيقتلون منهم ويطردون، لكي يطلب من هذا الجيل دم جميع الأنبياء الذي سفك منذ إنشاء العالم، من دم هابيل الصديق إلى دم زكريا بن برشيا الذي أهلك بين المذبح والبيت. نعم أقول لكم أنه يطلب من هذا الجيل. أي الويل لكم أيها الناموسيون، لأنكم أخذتم مفاتيح المعرفة فما دخلتم أنتم والداخلون منعتموهم. اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس.
والمجد لله دائما
في نفران تتريا
بنومو سيو
اليوت نيم بشيري
بابن معيسى
شيرن ماريا
تيتشيرون بأسنسو
في تسميسينا
ام ابنوتي بلغوت.
The exposition of the ninth hour of the eve of Tuesday of the Holy Pascha. May its blessings be with us. Amen.
Listen to the merciful, compassionate, the patient, who has great mercy when he catechizes us to be clean, not only in our bodies, but also in our hearts. The Pharisee who invited Jesus to dinner was puzzled at him when he ate the bread without washing his hands. The omniscient teacher said to him, "You Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup, but inside you are full of promiscuity, plunder, depredation, and injustices. Give alms and just judgment, and everything will be clean unto you. Let us be kind to God's creation, thus we may purify ourselves, bodies and souls of all the filth of the sins."
Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through His passion He may save us. Let's glorify Him and exalt His name, for He has done us mercy according to His great mercy.
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أبي أبشبمك
هنا خنفمك
انت بصوتي أمور
مار انت أؤونا
تنت شيسي أم ببرا
جي أفرونا إني ما
أطعب ابنشتنا
إن فنخن أموس ببروفتيس إرب فس مويسوف شو بيني من أمين فقوم موس كوتين صايب شويس أو إرتن أون أو أنت ترياسس أوب نوتي Shine in to be in it. Tiro, amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday, of Holy Blessing, may His blessing be with us all, amen. A reading from Amos the prophet, may His holy blessings be with us all, amen.
Seek the Lord and live, lest He break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, with no one to extinguish the fire for the house of Israel. The Lord is He who brings about justice on high and righteousness on the earth. He makes all things. He transforms the darkness into the morning and makes the day dark as night. He calls forth the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is His name. He rains ruin upon the strong and brings misery upon the fortress. They hated Him who reproved Him in the gates and abhorred the upright word. They tread upon the poor and take bribes from them. They built houses of hewn stone, yet they shall not dwell in them. They planted pleasant vineyards, but they shall not drink wine from them. For I know your many transgressions and the enormity of your sins, devouring the righteous and taking bribes, turning away the poor at the gate. Because of this, the prudent kept silent in this time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, so that you may live. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
The ecology of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Vessel, may His blessings be with us all, Amen, our Father who art in heaven.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for.
Nimbio, Nimbismo, Nimbia, Maisha, 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 Nimbio, Nimbismo, Nimbia Shaini Mbashoi Sisos Versos Tok Tatigo Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbia Mai Shaini Mi
Kiria Lai Son Tok Tatigo Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbia Mai Shaini Mi Nimanoid Benoti Benoro Tok Tatigo Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbia Shaini amin bashoi sisos veristos tok tetigo nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amahi shaini amin
Kiria leison tok tetigo nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amahi shaini amin Emmanuel Benoti Benoro Sosteti Gom Nimbi O Nimbis Mo Nimbi Amai Shaini Amin Bashoi Sisos Bechristos Sosteti Gom Nimbi O Nimbis Mo Nimbi Amahi Shaini
as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Salmostuda avit etafshin o Oh.
Ah. سعطت القبائل قبائل الرب شاتة لإسرائيل يعترفون لإسم الرب الليلويا. اللهم ترأف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل حسب ما كتب لنا معلمنا ماري مرقس البشير بركاته علينا آمين. فأما ذلك اليوم وتلك الساعة فلا يعلمهما أحد، ولا الملائكة الذين في السماء ولا الابن إلا الآب، انظروا واسهروا وصلوا لأنكم لا تعلمون متى يكون الزمان. كمثل إنسان مسافر فترك بيته وأعطى عبيده السلطان كل واحد في عمله وأوصى البواب بالصهري فاصهروا إذا لأنكم لا تعلمون متى يأتي رب البيت أفي المساء أم في نصف الليل أم عند صياح الدين أم في الصباح لئلا يأتي بغتة فيجدكم نياما وما أقوله لكم أقوله للجميع اسهروا وكان الفسق والفطير بعد يومين وكان رؤساء الكهنة والكتبة يطلبون كيف يمسكونه بمقتر يقتلوه ولكنهم قالوا لنفعل هذا في العيد لئلا يكون شغب في الشعب اشتم بفانجل يونس
والمجد لله دائما
نفران انت
of everything before its being, the epochs, the years, the times, and the past generation. Listen to our Savior who with his divine mouth proclaims, but of the day and the hour no one knows, not even the Son, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father knows it. Watch at all times because you do not know when it shall be. Lest he make a surprise visit and find you asleep, be careful and then safeguard against hidden traps. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us.
Let's glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Oh.
the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, my beloved, during this day of the Holy Bascha, as we all are aware, especially with the different projects that the Sunday school classes have done this year, we were very pleased to see this. Today, two major events happened, was the cleansing of the temple and cursing of the fig tree. And if we look at this week, both in the life of Christ and in the life of the church, it's the climax. You know, they say this week is kind of a week for us to be spiritually enriched, that will hold us over and carry us into the next, you know, past the week next year. And if we look at the overarching theme of this week, it's the Lord's desire to seek and to save that which was lost. And this was His last effort. He did this throughout His ministry. And He saved all the simple Jews and the people who wanted to follow Him. He went after them and they followed Him. And we saw this on Sunday when they hailed Him as the Messiah, the Son of David, when they took Him into Jerusalem. During this week, He made the last effort to save those who were lost, primarily the Pharisees, and we'll see this tomorrow as He addresses them. So if we were to say, who are those who are lost? It's not just the Pharisees, it's not just the sinners, but it's all humanity. The Gentiles as well. The Gentiles at the time, they didn't know the Messiah, they didn't have the law and the commandments either. If we consider some of the scriptures regarding the lost, we'll find we're among them. In Matthew 18, He says, He rejoices over that sheep than over 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So He looks at all of us and He says, it's not profitable for the Father, it's not pleasing to the Father that just one of us go astray. But we always look at, okay, He went after the one, He left the 99 and went after the one. Doesn't mean the 99 are not important, but meaning He wants there to be 100%. You know, He goes even after that 1% or that one that was lost, so that no one will be lost or missing. And then He says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? Again, He notes, okay, what profit is it to us if we remain lost? That's why He goes after, because He sees the end. He's seen the enemy and what his end is. So He wants to save everyone, lest they should end and be lost as the enemy. And even if I am lost, and I continue to be lost in my way, this way of being lost, even if I have a lot of material things, but I'm still lost, it will still just prolong my estrangement. And we see this in the lost son, right? In the story of the lost son, the younger son who took his father's money, the more money he had, the longer he would have been away. But when the money finally ran out, this is when he began to repent and to come back to himself and to return to his father. So he was lost. And Matthew chapter 15 is where this passage is taken. And actually this whole chapter is about the lost. Speaks about the lost sheep in the beginning. And he says again, if one loses one, he'll go after this one. And he says here, he'll go after the one which is lost until he has found it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And he adds to this part, then the one from Matthew and Luke, he adds to this part where he puts it on the lamb, the lost lamb, he puts it on his shoulders rejoicing. So he's bearing our burden, he's bearing our sin, and this is what's pleasing to him. This is why if you pay attention to the divine liturgy, we say what? He was determined to give himself up to death. He was determined, right? It wasn't like he was going reluctantly. No, this was his goal and he was determined to do it. And although we see all of the agony and the distress that he's going through, but he does this with joy because this means our restoration. How many of us with our children, maybe especially those maybe who immigrated from Egypt, when they first come, they work one and two and maybe three jobs. And they do this willfully and happily to see their family in a good situation. When he sees his son or his daughter living happy and good, they do this with joy. Then we see, of course, the prodigal son or the lost son, and we see the result of those who are lost is a life of poverty and loneliness. He was by himself there while he was desiring the food of the swine. And the last part, the last lost one is the lost coin, where the woman has a coin and she loses one, and then she does not, she lights the lamp, she sweeps, and she searches carefully until she has found it. So everyone is precious in the sight of God, and He desires not one to be lost. Even the Lord Christ, when He was speaking with the Father in John chapter 17, what does He say? He says, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Your name. Those whom You gave Me, I kept. And none of them is lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." So He told His Father, He desired none of them to be lost. Speaking here, of course, of the 12, and the one lost, of course, was Judas. And we might say, okay, why Judas? Well, God loves and respects us, even to the point that He won't impinge on those who do not want to be with Him. Those who do not want to be restored. Those who do not want to be found, He leaves them to their devices. But those who want to be found and want to be restored, He restores them. If we go quickly through some of the readings from today, and of course, if any of you can attend during the morning prayers, this is where all the action happens. So it's best if you can't be here, try to stream it, because all the action usually happens during the day. The evening he spends in Bethany. So all the action from today, the cursing of the fig tree and the cleansing of the temple, all of this happened in the morning. So we'll go quickly over some of those readings and we'll see a story kind of unfolding. And the first hour, for those who are here in the morning, the first hour began with the prophecies telling us about the creation, right? In the first chapters of Genesis. And he's telling us basically that he's our creator. And he created everything good. This is our starting point. He created us good, and he wanted to be in communion with us. Then in the prophecy of this hour, he tells us the passage of the vineyard, and the beloved vineyard in Isaiah 5. I'll read just two verses. It says, "My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill." Actually, this is why when the Lord spoke about the undressed vine dressers, the ones who weren't good, they automatically made the link to this prophecy in Isaiah 5. And that's why they were offended by it. It's because they made the connection. They understood what it meant. He says, "My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful tree. He dug it up, cleared out its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine." So, we see the Lord doing everything. God did everything. In the creation, He created everything for us and then placed us and just told us to minister to it. To govern what I have created. And even He allowed Adam to share in His creation and name them. He created Adam and then He said, okay, you name the animals. And He named the animals. And as He named them, that's who they were. God obliged by what Adam named them. He wanted this participation between him and Adam. And he desired him to have the best. So he planted him with this choice vineyard. And then he goes on to say, "What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done it?" So there's nothing more that he said that he could add. He made the vineyard, the choice is vine, everything is ready. All you have to do is work and the choice vine will bear fruit. But he goes and he explains later in the book that they got wild grapes instead of the wild fruit instead of grapes. So he begins this today by telling us we were all created by him and he did everything in his power to make us pleasant and happy, and he did everything for us. And then the next part of the first hour was about again, before the fall of man, we read a passage from the book of Sirach, which is very beautiful. He says what? "The fear of the Lord is glory and boasting, and gladness and a crown of rejoicing. The fear of the Lord will cheer the heart, and will give gladness, joy, and long life. So he says, after I've created man and put him in the garden, and everything there is to minister to him, and he is to serve the garden, he gives us the state of man, which is in the fear of God. Adam, when he was created, he was in the fear of God. And what was the result of him having this fear of God? It was his glory and boasting. It was gladness and a crown of rejoicing for him. And it was cheer to his heart. This was the result of those who fear God. Then he continues in the third hour, and we find that we have forsaken his command. And it says to us in Isaiah, again chapter 5, he says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So he says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. What does this mean? Is that what God assigned as being evil, man has now ascribed as being good. And this was nothing, you know, we find this very common nowadays, but it was the same back then, right? There's nothing different in fallen man. We will call what is evil good, and what is good evil. And this is what happens when we are separated from Him. We begin to redefine what is good and what is right, or attempt to redefine them. Then in Jeremiah chapter 9 he says, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it, but they have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts and after the balls which their fathers taught them. So he led them into captivity because they had forsaken his command. Can there be the fear of God in us while we confuse the commandments of God, while we try to put our own commandments? There cannot be the both. There cannot be the fear of God, and at the same time I'm trying to modify the commandments of God to my liking. And sometimes maybe we won't go as far as Christians, maybe we might not go as far as calling what's right wrong and wrong right. But we will begin to modify things according to our liking, especially with, you know, what we do in our life. Like, for example, fasting. We'll say, okay, I can make my own fast. I'll just refrain from this. Or because I'm on a diet, I'll eat this, but I won't eat this. It's the same type of disease, where I want to dictate for myself, rather than have God instruct me. Then, of course, the natural consequence or the natural result of those who redefine the law, automatically there has to be a new god, and we call them idols, right? So this is why in the sixth hour we find the passage where the people of Israel make for themselves an idol, and Moses went up on the mountain. He came down and he found them. They made a golden calf and they were worshiping it as God. Of course, if we're going to make a new law, then it makes sense for there to be a new god. And we call it anything we want, right? They called it Baal, you can call it anything you want. And then the book of wisdom of Solomon in the sixth hour, he says something very important. He says, dishonest reasoning separates people from God. Dishonest reasoning separates people from God. What's this dishonest reasoning? Again, calling what is evil good. This is separates us from God. Immediately when you find this, you find people will be separated from God. The misery, the destruction, the jealousy, the corruption, the greed, all of this will ensue. Because dishonest reasoning will separate people from God. Then in the ninth hour, from this morning, it begins by placing Adam in the garden, and he gives them the command not to eat. And he instructs Adam, like I mentioned before, to name the animals, and he will go by it. So it takes, okay, there was communion between God and man, and this communion will be broken, unfortunately. But his desire was that humanity would be fellow workers with him. And what happens when we're fellow workers with him? One of the joys of being a parent, of course, is having children. And then we all take pride in naming our children, right? And we name our children, we take ownership of them. They become something now I'm responsible for because I named it. So God wanted Adam to feel responsible. Adam didn't create anything. But he wanted to have this sense of, this is mine. I need to take care of it. Just as we do with our children. When we name them, they become mine. So I'm even more obliged to take care of my child because I named them. And it gives us pride and happiness. Then he gives him his wife. He gives him woman. And unfortunately, she eats the forbidden fruit and the fall begins. And then we see the separation. The one spot, the once where there was communion between us and God, we see this being fractured and broken. And then when God came and asked Adam what happened, he says, the woman whom you gave me, she gave me the fruit and I ate. So we see two things. We see now a fracture in the relationship between Adam and his wife, and also Adam and God, or man and God. So it was both. He blamed God for giving her the woman, and then he blamed the woman because she gave him to eat. But he didn't take any responsibility. Why was it perhaps that Adam didn't repent? Why didn't he say, I'm sorry, I messed up, I take responsibility? Perhaps he remembered the warning that if you eat this, you shall surely die. So maybe he feared death, and that's why he didn't take ownership. That's why he didn't repent. Because it means if I took ownership, then that means I'm going to die. I'm willing to die. I'm going to accept death. And he wasn't willing to accept death. So you know what God does in exchange? He tells him the first prophecy of his salvation immediately after his fall. When he went to curse the serpents, what did he say? He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head. Christ will bruise the head of the serpent, and you shall bruise his heel. The serpent will bruise the heel of humanity, or the seed of woman. Of course, when something bruises the heel, we recover and it's not a problem. But when something crushes the head, they die, right? So he's telling them here that one day there will be a seed from woman who will crush the head of the serpent, the one who tempted you, the one who caused this separation. Because he feared this death, God reassured him from the very beginning that your return is imminent and your return will happen. Then we find in the last hour of the day the beginning of our restoration. And this is our repentance. The beginning of our restoration is our repentance. Perhaps what Adam feared to do, now we're giving because now we've seen everything play out. And when we repent, he will forgive. And repentance is the changing of the mind, right? Metanoia, changing of the mind, changing of the direction. Maybe perhaps I looked for sin as a source of pleasure. The metanoia or the change of mind will be, I now despise that which causes death and separation from God. Perhaps I was wrathful and I was angry. This was my way. The metanoia would be, or the change of mind would be, I realize that this causes broken relationships. And I'll try to discipline my tongue. Perhaps I depend on a substance to keep me relaxed. Or to give me, you know, to let me forget all my problems. So I depend on a substance to give me this peace. The metanoia would be what? The dependence on God. That He's the source of my peace. Not some earthly substance, whether it be a phone or any kind of drug or anything. Change perhaps in myself would be selfish behavior. Perhaps I realize, you know what? Especially during this week, we look at all the selfless acts that Christ did. And we look at my life and say, okay, maybe I'm a little bit selfish. So the metanoia would be, okay, let me start taking steps to serve the people around me. To serve my wife. To serve my husband. To serve my brother. To serve my sister. To serve my peers in a way that builds them up rather than takes them down. The repentance is the beginning of our restoration. And lastly, the beginning of our restoration is the obedience of His commandments. Consider the commandments and whether I obey them. We hear a lot of teaching this week. A lot of things for us to consider. This is why we'll find in the 11th hour in Isaiah 50, he says, why when I called was there none to obey? He wants us to obey. When He calls by giving us His command, His desire is that we obey. And then he says in John chapter 8, Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. So the beginning, as we begin this Pascha week, begins by the story of our restoration. And for us as Christians, begins with two things. One is our repentance, this changing of mind. And number two, our reading His commands and trying to obey them. This changing of mind, obeying of the commands. And when we do this, we shall never see death. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord our God, the Father, the Pentecostor, and the Holy and the Holy Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life and the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and those who dwelling in and caring for all the holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation and deliver it from all evil. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars, the earth with plants, trees and vineyards, and the valleys with meadows and flowers. O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants, who place themselves in your hands and say, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals, for the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O Maker and Provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds. For you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who were received as a guest by the servant Abraham the patriarch, and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servant priests who place themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship, and abide in them and accompany them, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt and spared him in the day of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, O our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship. Manage their lives according to your goodwill, and spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses nor storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of wine in the widow's house, accept the prayers of your people through the intercession of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O God of compassion on the world, with kind and merciful eyes, bless their crop and storehouses and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the rivers according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth. And to us men we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying out and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, and their offerings which are offered upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him of his calamities and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them from all calamities, tribulations, trials and hardships, O upholder of those who trust in you. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls, and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the 1,000 with 5 loaves, raised the dead, blessed the wedding in Cana of Galilee. O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, three hives, trades, products, and all works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren, and keep every evil far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar, through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, do this in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruits of the earth and give gladness to the hearts of men. Through the abundance of fruits and blessings, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, Saint Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saintly disciples, go and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people who cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsels of the adversaries. Turn the mournings of your servants into joy. Defend our cities. Fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the church, as we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us, O God, our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all the fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Papa Abba Tewodros II, and his part in the apostolic liturgy, our father, the metropolitan Abba Yusuf, and to confirm them on their thrones for us for many years in peace, quiet, and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, we ask for your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, the bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks and nuns, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. Can we ask for the safe return of travelers, support the widows and orphans, abundance for the poor and those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them. And those who are in prisons and distress, give them relief, heal the sick, and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. You have manifested your love for mankind. O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf and save us, O Savior. A humble people, do not leave us to the end nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servants, and Jacob, your saints, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. Ευνοτι ναϊν αντεσον αιρον αριον αιν ημέν χεν τεκμεθ ολόν.
Κύριε λέησον, Κύριε λέησον, Κύριε λέησον,
Κύριε λέησον, Κύριε λέησον, Κύριε λέησον,
Κύριε λέησον, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison. Tirin imoinan ente, Kyrin isminan ente, Kyrin ikan vinan ente.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ore volen gajen teti ekklesia arisofteros enneskem shaene.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Emeno ilpenoti chenten misi tino kenevo ente pepion empemne matue.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ente fes moeron teren, ente sovo enne nehid, ente stale chon nishon, ente nefsikin emne soma.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Tenoştem oko bekeresos, nem bekyoten agathos, nem pemnem atoem jehovashka. Soti emona min alleluia doktava trike, eyo ke agyom nemati kenikai, Kesose ona sone ona amin tenoshe volengoe moshe ovencho Jesus be Christos fieta vashpe vestavarose kekom chemem satanat sapesit nene cholov Soti emona ohnainan Kyrie eleison Kyrie eleison Kyrie flogison emines moeroi
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through His own good will accept the suffering of the crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings, and support us and complete for us the Holy Bascha, and bring forth upon us the joy of His holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times, through the never-ending intercessions of the Holy Theotokos St. Mary, and all the choir of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy Vasa of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Bechristos Benoati.
Amen. Eseshopi.
Eforon titihirini moinon and tikirini simninon and tikirini kananobin on evo jethuk tatigom nempion and beesmon and piamahishani. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Now, Lord God, the Father, His grace, only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion with the Holy Spirit, be with you all, go in peace, peace, the Lord be with you all. Amen.